With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you once came to humanity in a rustic barn and a messy manger. Do not be distant from the rough places in our lives. We often find ourselves far from you. In mercy, come near to us, our Lord, Emmanuel. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Confession. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and those sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all. Amen. The word for today, and all week, is from the end of Matthew's Gospel in chapter 28. We're focusing on these final few verses of Matthew. Today, Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." The Meditation. Today's meditation is by Grace Herzog. As always, you can go to our website, thedailypattern.org, to see more about all of our contributors. Again, today's meditation by Grace. Our church has a day in the fall called the Love Sent Servant Event. It's kind of like a mini mission trip in one day. And I first participated when I was 8. I spent the entire morning making, and mostly eating, cookies to deliver to the fire station down the street. I remember thinking that this service event was great, but what would I do, or rather, what would the entire congregation do for the other 364 days of the year? I couldn't make cookies every morning. I had school and homework and meals to eat, family events, the list goes on. At our church, the words loved and sent are spoken a lot in the span of an hour on Sunday. It's on banners, it's on our bulletins, loved by God and sent out into the world. Yet I think the first phrase of that saying is often forgotten by many, that first word, loved. We are loved by God, even though we're terrible sinners. And so is every person we witness to, and every person that we secretly can't stand. Every human is loved by God unconditionally. I've noticed that sometimes we glance over God's love for everyone when we're witnessing to people or just going about our everyday lives. Nowadays, the world views many Christians as judgmental towards certain groups of people, of certain identities, when in reality, that's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about loving others as Christ first loved us, even unto death on a cross. And from that, we spread Christ's love to the world. Going on a mission trip across the globe or knocking on doors, even making cookies for the community, can be great at times. But those are only temporary moments of being sent. What about the mediocre moments in life? What about the everyday? When we're in line at a store or working at our jobs, are we being active missionaries for Christ then? We don't have to recite John 3:16 perfectly when we share the good news of Christ. We can demonstrate Christ's love for the world by showing grace to others, regardless of who the person is. I think that loving others as Christ loved us is one of the most powerful sendings that we as Christians can have. In a world so full of sadness and despair, loving all people is one of the most spectacular ways to show God's glory. We pray. Dear Lord, humble me this week and remind me of how much you love me, regardless of my sin. Help me carry out that same attitude toward my friends and family and strangers as I walk through my life. I pray that your glory would be revealed through my actions and that your mercy would radiate through me. Amen. The benediction. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.